Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 27. In this chapter, Ezekiel continues his pronouncement of judgment on the kingdom of Tyre. Tyre is pictured as a beautiful but sinking ship in this chapter. Let's begin by reading the first 24 verses. Ezekiel chapter 27, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Now, son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre, and say to Tyre, You who are situated at the entrance of the sea, merchant of the peoples on many coastlands, thus says the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the midst of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They made all your planks of fir trees from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make you a mast. Of oaks from Bashan, they made your oars. The company of Asherites have inlaid your planks with ivory from the coasts of Cyprus. Fine embroidered linen from Egypt was what you spread for your sail. Blue and purple from the coasts of Elisha was what covered you. Inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your oarsmen. Your wise men, O Tyre, were in you. They became your pilots. Elders of Gebal and its wise men were in you to caulk your seams. All the ships of the sea and their oarsmen were in you to market your merchandise. Those from Persia, Lydia, and Libya were in your army as men of war. They hung shield and helmet in you. They gave splendor to you. Men of Arvad with your army were on your walls all around. All the men of Gamad were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around. They made your beauty perfect. Tarshish was your merchant because of your many luxury goods. They gave you silver, iron, tin, and lead for your goods. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech were your traders. They bartered human lives and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. Those from the house of Togarma traded for your wares with horses, steeds, and mules. The men of Dedan were your traders. Many isles were the market of your hand. They brought you ivory tusks and ebony as payment. Syria was your merchant because of the abundance of goods you made. They gave you for your wares emeralds, purple, embroidery, fine linen, corals, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel were your traders. They traded for your merchandise wheat of Minnith, millet, honey, oil, and balm. Damascus was your merchant because of the abundance of goods you made, because of your many luxury items, with the wine of Helbon and with white wool. Dan and Javan paid for your wares, traversing back and forth. Wrought iron, cassia, and cane were among your merchandise. Dedan was your merchant in saddle cloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your regular merchants. They traded with you in lambs, rams, and goats. The merchants of Sheba and Raamah were your merchants. They traded for your wares the choicest spices, all kinds of precious stones and gold. Haran, Cana, Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Assyria, and Kilmad were your merchants. These were your merchants in choice items, in purple clothes, in embroidered garments, in chests of multicolored apparel, in sturdy woven cords, which were in your marketplace. Let's begin our study of this chapter of God's Word, Ezekiel chapter 27, with some background notes. In Ezekiel chapter 26, the prophet Ezekiel began his prophecy of judgment concerning the Phoenician city-state of Tyre. Tyre was one of the great commercial port cities of the ancient world. She controlled a good portion of the shipping on the Mediterranean Sea. But in her pride, Tyre gloated over the fall of Jerusalem when Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians conquered the kingdom of Judah. As a result, God said that he would judge the kingdom of Tyre. Look once again at verses 2 and 3 of Ezekiel chapter 26. Son of man, because Tyre has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, who was the gateway of the peoples. Now she is turned over to me. I shall be filled. She is laid waste. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Tyre, and will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes its waves to come up. Ezekiel chapter 26, verses 2 and 3. The judgment of Tyre took place in different stages of history, as we saw in Ezekiel chapter 26. It was as if several overwhelming waves broke over this great coastal port city of Tyre. First, there was Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. Then there were the Persians. Then there was Alexander the Great and the armies of Greece, who scraped the ruins of the mainland city of Tyre into the Mediterranean Sea so that a causeway was formed out to the island city of Tyre. This was all in direct fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy in chapter 26. Now here in chapter 27, Ezekiel continues his pronouncement of judgment on the kingdom of Tyre. Here in this chapter, the kingdom of Tyre is likened to a beautiful ship, the pride of the Mediterranean. But in the second half of the chapter, this beautiful ship of Tyre is broken and shipwrecked and sunk to be no more. The whole chapter is a lamentation over Tyre that the Lord instructed Ezekiel to write, as we see in verses 1 and 2. Most of your Bibles show that part of the chapter is written in prose and part in Hebrew poetry. The poetic parts of the chapter are actually written in the traditional Hebrew rhythm of a funeral dirge. The judgment and end of the kingdom of Tyre is so sure that the funeral dirge has already been written. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 27. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, the glory of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a beautiful ship. The glory of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a beautiful ship. You know, there's nothing quite as majestic as a beautiful sailing vessel under full sail. The figure of a beautiful Phoenician ship was the perfect picture to use to illustrate the pride of Tyre in her prominence as the maritime power of the Mediterranean world. She was built of the best and strongest wood. Her mast was from a tall cedar of Lebanon, verse 5. Her oars were made of oak, and her deck was inlaid with ivory, verse 6. Her sail was from the finest linen of Egypt, verse 7. You know, some of the large ancient Phoenician ships had as many as 200 rowers with two or three banks of oars on each side of the ship. Tyre had the best rowers and pilots and marine engineers on board, verses 8 and 9. And Tyre was not just a commercial power. They were strong militarily as well, with elite mercenary forces, verses 10 and 11. As to Tyre's commercial leadership, we see from verses 12 through 25 that she was known for her trade in all kinds of valuable products, including precious stones and metals, but also slaves. We see that Tyre's commercial power extended throughout the ancient world beyond the Mediterranean Sea to nations bordering the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. If any of you have traveled in this part of the world, you'll be interested to see from verse 24 that they had rug dealers even in that day. So Tyre was a major player in the ancient world. The glory of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a beautiful ship. Doctrinal point number two, the judgment of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a sinking ship. The judgment of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a sinking ship. Verses 25 through 36. Ezekiel chapter 27, beginning now at verse 25. The ships of Tarshish were carriers of your merchandise. You were filled and very glorious in the midst of the seas. Your oarsmen brought you into many waters, but the east wind broke you in the midst of the seas. Your riches, wares, and merchandise, your mariners and pilots, your caulkers and merchandisers, all your men of war who are in you, and the entire company which is in your midst will fall into the midst of the seas on the day of your ruin. The common land will shake at the sound of the cry of your pilots. All who handle the oar, the mariners, all the pilots of the sea, will come down from their ships and stand on the shore. They will make their voice heard because of you. They will cry bitterly and cast dust on their heads. They will roll about in ashes. They will shave themselves completely bald because of you, gird themselves with sackcloth, and weep over you, with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. In their wailing for you, they will take up a lamentation, and lament for you. What city is like Tyre, destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your wares went out by sea, you satisfied many people. You enriched the kings of the earth with your many luxury goods and your merchandise. But you are broken by the seas in the depths of the waters. Your merchandise and the entire company will fall in your midst. All the inhabitants of the isles will be astonished at you. Their kings will be greatly afraid, and their countenance will be troubled. The merchants among the peoples will hiss at you. You will become a horror and be no more forever. In verse 26, the beautiful ship of Tyre is pictured as running into a storm on the high seas. The east wind is so strong that the beautiful ship, with all its glory, breaks up and sinks into the sea. The east wind here certainly represents the great wave of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians from the east that would take Tyre down, as we saw in chapter 26. We see in verse 27 that all would be lost in the sinking ship: merchandise, sailors, pilots, and military men on board. And in the verses following, we see that the seafaring and commercial world would be appalled and astonished and fearful that such a beautiful and well-built ship could sink and everything be lost. It would be like the sinking of the Titanic. The world was awed and astonished and shocked that such a great ship could and did sink. What an apt description of the fall of the once proud kingdom of Tyre. It is similar, by the way, to the description that we have of the fall of commercial Babylon in the last days that we read about in Revelation chapter 18. The judgment of ancient Tyre is portrayed as a sinking ship. Now, what about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 27? Don't lose your soul in order to gain the world. Don't lose your soul in order to gain the world. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, the Lord Jesus said, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16, 26. The very things that the proud kingdom of Tyre had accumulated for herself, power, prosperity, and possessions, are the very same things that modern nations and individuals, including many Christians, seek to accumulate for themselves. But in the process, they lose their soul, and in the end, like a sinking ship, they lose everything. Don't lose your soul in order to gain the world. Now, in the context of Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, the Lord is not talking about salvation, but about discipleship. It's in the context of denying self in order to take up the cross and be a committed disciple. It is possible, as a believer, to lose your soul, not your salvation, but your soul. That is, you can lose out on serving the Lord, and lose out on coming to know what life is all about, and lose out on joy of soul now, as well as reward and depth of joy later. Remember ancient Tyre. Don't lose your soul in order to gain the world.